Penelope sat beside the brook and let the state of things between Colin and Marina tumble through her mind. Perhaps it was a mistake, allowing Lady Whistledown to be the vessel of destruction, but she couldn't see a better choice. She'd tried so many other routes, from gentle concerns voiced to Colin to pleading with Marina. She pulled a book out of their bag, running her fingers over the cover. It fell open to a much-read passage, and she tried to immerse herself in the familiar words. Years ago, Colin had given it to her when she voiced shy curiosity about what he was reading. Penelope could recite entire sections of it from memory. However, she failed. And what-ifs kept running through her mind. What if Marina was right and marrying Colin was the correct one? What if Penelope's course of action was the best one? But there would still be dire consequences, like all their families falling into ruin. She could not see how anything could happen now that did not lead to one ruin or another. It now became a question of whether she was willing to trade Colin's welfare for her own family's. She shivered at the thought, then turned her gaze down to the book in her hand, seeing again the kindness in Colin's eyes as he gave her it without a second thought, simply because he was a good boy, and now had grown up to be a good man. Penelope closed the volume. No, she decided. Whistledown was the best thing to do, and she was going to do it. She tucked the book back into her bag and stood up slowly. It was time.